ask the Lord for forgiveness for your sin, and you have to trust in Jesus Christ's work on the cross to save you.
Well, I would take that.
Part of that is true. Can I share the full gospel with you, the biblical gospel?
What's that? Sorry, what church are you with?
We keep going over this. You know what the word church means in the New Testament, in the Bible? It's the Greek word ekklesia. Do you know what it means? It means the called out ones. The church of Christ, the body of Christ that Jesus Christ started, are the called out, summoned, set apart, blood-bought saints of Jesus Christ that are following in holiness and obedience. That's the church we're a part of. We're not part of a denominational, man-made system that's not of God.
Understood. I mean, that's the universal church, and I agree with
There's only one.
But I agree with the concept of the universal church, First Baptist Church of Jacksonville.
I just got done witnessing to a Baptist man. I said, "Who invented the Baptist faith, man or God?" He said, "Man."
But the reality is that the denomination encompasses a set of beliefs or doctrine. Right, and I mean, I've thoroughly vetted that doctrine and believe in that doctrine.
I don't know a biblical Baptist church. They keep pagan holidays like Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday. Are they usually worldly? They don't teach women to cover their head. They don't teach you to come out of
the
world. You share the gospel with them.
Okay, here's the biblical gospel. It's not accept Jesus or any of that.
It's on that card. He's going to echo it.
Okay. First, you understand Christ's finished work on the cross. We agree with that. Fully man, fully God came. We need his perfect sacrifice. We've all ruined our righteousness.
Did you get a picture of that, Dad?
That's all I got.
The wages of
our
sin is that Christ came, fully man, fully God,
made
the word flesh, became the sacrifice.
I thought he was going to be a martyr. It turned out good.
Died, rose on the third day. He's the door, the opening and the door and the only way now. Now it's twofold, right? This is what Christ did. Now it's our response to it, right? It's what we must do. What we must do, we receive his truth and we come to him in faith, right? What is faith?
Well, Hebrews 11 tells me what faith is.
Yeah, but faith...
Faith and works.
Yeah, but faith is more than just, you know, a mental assent, an agreement, and a head knowledge, right? It's an actual trust, conviction, allegiance to follow, and faith, right? So it's deeper than just believing, because even the devils believe in the time, right? And when you have faith in Christ, that faith leads you to repentance. Now, you mentioned confessing your sins, all of that. So you can confess your sins and feel sorry for them all day long and keep doing them. That's not repentance. Repentance means change your mind, your heart, and your ways. Turn away from your sin.
Sure.
Right? If you don't turn away, you haven't repented.
Yeah, I mean, and that's Galatians, Ephesians. Right?
So you put off
the old self, you put on the new self.
That's next. When God sees that willing vessel, he sends the Holy Spirit and you're born again. That's when you're made a new creation. You're made a new man. You're regenerated. You're given a new heart.
Amen.
And a new mind, yeah, that hates your sin.
Amen.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And the fruit that you actually have been born of God.
That's Roman Catholic,
Spirit,
young woman.
Ephesians 5,
that's not of God.
Is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Holiness and obedience marks God's people. The Bible says we must put on holiness, without which no man will see God. And we have to keep striving and enduring in that. See, most of the Baptists believe once saved, always saved. They believe your eternal security, you're securing Christ no matter what. That's a lie.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us we have to endure to the end. You have the hope of salvation in Christ. If, like today, you're not saved right now. If you're in Christ, you have the hope of it now. If you continue and endure and abide in the end. Because if you fall away into willful sin, there's no sacrifice for willful sin.
See, there's some disparity in our belief there.
Not
so
disparity.
You're once saved, always saved.
So I am. I believe in the perseverance of the saints. Although I'll tell you, I think if you're truly saved, then you'll endure.
So I have a question. Can I ask a question humbly? Who's truly saved? Do you know?
Well, I can tell you I am.
But do you know if he's truly saved or I'm truly saved?
Well, Scripture tells me that I'll know you based on your fruit.
Yeah, the Baptist faith that will tell people you're going to heaven no matter what, but nobody, they don't know if you're going to endure to the end. You don't know if you're going to endure to the end. You're not a prophet. You don't know if you're going to fall away. Every day you got to try.
Well, Scripture tells me that they can't. Well, I do have a responsibility to conduct myself in a manner worthy of the calling,
yeah,
of the gospel.
Jesus said, if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven. So much for once saved, always saved. Hebrews 10:26 says, if you live in willful sin, there's no sacrifice for your sin. So much for once saved, always saved. 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says, you have the hope of the gospel if you hold fast to what you believe, lest you believe in vain. First Corinthians, Colossians 1 says...
Uh-huh.
if you remain steadfast to the end, you have the hope of eternal life. There's a whole bunch of if verses, and it's always about remaining steadfast. You can clearly be lost. Do you ever read about Demas? Paul says Demas loved the world and went back. Paul says many people shipwrecked their faith. Don't they, brother? They shipwrecked their faith. Got a lot of articles on Once Saved, Always Saved on our website. Right. And that's a damnable doctrine that keeps you... Are you married?
This is my beloved wife, okay, and daughter here.
Are you once married, always married? Or do you have to endure in that marriage every day? Can you ruin it?
Well...
It's a covenant. Can you ruin it?
You have to.
Can she ruin it?
You have to endure. You have to endure.
He said it. I love it. You have to endure. That's what you have to do with a saving faith. You have to endure. You can't stand today and say, "I got salvation. I know I'm going to endure." God says, "Really, prove it."
But I'm man. The work of the Lord is perfect.
But
if the Lord has saved me, then the Lord has always saved me. There's one thing
that God can't do. You know what the one thing God can't do?
Please tell me.
Do you know what it is?
Please tell me.
He can't defy your will. He gives you free will. It's the one thing God cannot control. By his choice. He could have made us all robots. He didn't, did he, brother? He gives us free will. And so God's power, Philippians 1:6 says he will complete a work that he started in you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to work with him. You married her. You're going to complete your marriage. She's got to work with you.
She can
run off with a dude.
But there's also scripture that tells me that I can't be plucked from the Father's hand.
Actually, Jesus, who is God and knows who is going to be in the end, said, "I will not lose anyone." Jesus won't lose anyone. You don't know if that's you yet. We don't know if that's us yet because we haven't endured. Your marriage isn't successful yet to the end because you haven't endured to the end. When you die or she dies, then it's successful. So once saved, always saved is a Calvinistic doctrine. John Calvin.
Right,
tell him about John Calvin, brother. Who is John Calvin? A murderous man.
Oh, yeah. John Calvin. The faith once delivered unto the saints. Jesus Christ and the apostles and the word of God. John Calvin didn't come along until the 1500s. So more than 1,500 years after Jesus Christ, along comes a young French lawyer who writes volumes of books. And then when people disagree with him, he burns them at the stake.
Yeah.
Yeah,
burns them at the stake.
The stake is biblical.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you guys. I mean, sounds like you guys love the Lord. Thankful for what you're doing here. I think you've got some disparity in our beliefs.
You haven't brought us from the Word of God, though.
I have
an article on the website, teaching blog, called Baptist or Biblical, and then a lot of teachings on Once Saved, Always Saved. The Baptist faith is deceiving you. It's not made of God. It's made of man, and we love your family.
Okay.
You got to come out of the Baptist faith, or you're going to lose your soul.
And thanks for giving me this. I'll test this against the Scripture.
Yeah.
I think that which unites us is much greater than that which divides us.
Actually, that's not true. 1 Corinthians 1:10 says... What does 1 Corinthians 1:10 say, brother? Being fully united.
It says
in 1 Corinthians 1:10 says be fully united, all speaking the same things in one mind, as you said. That means there's no division in the true body of Christ. So if you're outside of that, you have man-made doctrines that aren't going to save you. Jesus said if you keep man-made traditions, you worship God in vain in Mark 7. The Baptists are full of man-made traditions. You worship God in vain. Your family worships God in vain. We love you enough. That's why we came here, to tell you the truth, to come out from that system. Jesus isn't coming back for the Baptists. He's coming back for his elect that have come out of the world and come out of churchianity.
His elect, but I do believe that our church is based on sound doctrine.
It's not. You believe in one saved, always saved, sir. You don't.
You
keep pagan holidays.
I respect.
You don't teach your wife to cover her head. You don't dress biblical. You don't come out of all the false ways. I have to call you out on that because I love you.
Well,
I've been doing this for years, sir. I know sin and heresy when I see it.
I respectfully disagree. You have a blessed evening.
Test yourself. Come out of the world in the Baptist faith. We love you.
Guys.